went to camp, anytime we go to camp, and the camp is ending, people will be crying. Tears. Hold one another, they are crying. Hold one another, they are crying. But you know that the young pastor, enemy of revival, just enter. When they enter the church, we think send our brethren, they come. Then they started their ministry. To recover, now we still there now. To recover is not easy. Praise the Lord. Can I take any more? Go ahead.
More grace, sir.
More grace to you too.
My name is Pastor Abiola Nelson from Akure, Ondo State. Still on the ministerial ethics, sir. How should a minister conduct himself in an event? Maybe a minister was invited to an event, because when I was still in the denomination, we were told that a minister should not eat at an event, and that a minister should not spray money. So I want you to shed more light on this, sir.
Well, they are trying to teach you how that you don't just act anyhow anywhere. When people are there dancing and spraying money, you too, you go and follow them, they jump, spray money. You know, so they are telling you that, you know, self-respect, don't join them to do that. It's like joining children and be dancing with them. So while everybody is going there, they say, package yourself. Amen. Just go and greet them and go and sit down. There's no doctrine against it. It's just trying by all means to give your office honor. That's all. And they say you should not eat outside. There's no doctrine. The reason is in eating, some people know not. You know, some people don't know how to eat with cutlery so that you don't disgrace yourself. Instead of holding the knife with the right hand and the fork on the left hand, you carry the knife on the left hand and carry the fork on the right, something like that. Those who know table manners, they look at you and they're looking at them and say, try. Oh, you want to buy, go for buffet. Buffet is an honorable one. One time I went to Israel, we went in a group with some elderly people. I think one rich brother of theirs decided to sponsor them to join us. The man, it's like that would be his first time before entering airport. So when it's time to eat, everything went to the buffet. So we used to laugh and laugh. See? And we carry puff puff and then carry soup. Carry rice, put. Carry pepper soup, put inside. Put everything. And then he will sit down the dining table and carry his hand. And he's eating salad with his hand. We used to laugh. Praise the Lord. Maybe that is why they are saying don't eat outside. So that you, when you're invited to an occasion. But I don't think there is any. If everybody is eating, we all eat now. If everybody is eating, we should all eat. But eat decently. That's all. Now eat and carry plate and the head. Praise the Lord. Okay, which money will you guys say where you go spray? I've saved you, make you not save money. Save your money. Any other person?
Praise the Lord. Pastor, I want to thank God for your life.
One of the ministerial etiquette is that when you go to a public place like this function, you silence your phone. It is ministerial etiquette. It's ethical to do it. When you want to answer a phone, don't sit down there. Hello? And everybody is looking at you. Just step aside and answer your call and come back. Behave civilized. Be civilized. Eh? Be civilized. Even if your church is in a village, bring civilization to that village with your character. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir. I most of the time when I listen to your teaching, because every time I listen to your teaching,
talk to microphones so we can hear
your teaching, both on Rapture Watch, the preaching and other thing. It's not that I've not been asking questions because of the experience I had. One of the time you are, the very first time you are talking about the placement of the ministry of William and Abraham.
Yes.
That day when I was listening to you, and I heard you saying some certain thing, trying to reveal what you have taught us about the ministry before. When I heard it, something happened to me that day that before I could recover from it, I have to stand up from my sitting room, enter the bedroom, enter toilet, because I was shaking. I said, God, hey, Pastor Moses, why is he talking like this? But few minutes later, I discovered that I'm the one that really needs that help, because John 14:26 played in my life that day, that the Holy Spirit will teach us all things. So since that time, when I listen to your teaching, I always take my time to go through it and pray, ask the Holy Spirit to confirm it.
Amen. That is how it should be. That's how it should be.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sir, on the ministry of William Branham, I observe, I have two questions, but this one is an observation. I observe one of your teaching one day, you make a statement. And that statement, since that time, it has been disturbing my spirit. You said something that day that the way those idolaters, or those, the followers of the ministry of William Abraham, carry the ministry, that one cannot but defame him. When you made that statement, I understood, because I know the area where you are coming from, because I'm following the teaching. But sir, most time when I heard that thing, and to some people, it looked at time as if what you are saying, that you are attacking the prophet himself and not those idolaters that have messed up the ministry of the prophet. So I observed that it, when you made that statement, I said, I didn't understand, but at time it looks as if you maybe as if you are attacking the prophet. So I didn't know what you can say to that statement, sir.
No, you see, let's be issue based. If you look at that, what am I saying that constitute attack? Let's be issue-based whenever we are listening. Yeah, you'll be offended anytime they talk against Brother Assembly, anytime they talk against Pastor Moses. Are you afraid because Pastor Moses' name was mentioned, or they're accusing Pastor Moses of something? Why not look at the issue instead of, you know, how it is presented? So it's true that sometimes I make a statement as if I'm correcting William Branham. But William Branham gave me permission to do that. He said, if you see me say anything contrary to the word of God, he said, drop my own and hold to that of the scriptures. He said so. So anytime you say, but Brother Branham said this, I'll say, well, but the Bible said this, therefore, I will not take that of William Branham. You say I'm attacking him. No, I'm not.
I didn't mean it in that context.
No, I'm just saying, for not you, but your, I mean, there are others.
Okay. because I'm not you know, I didn't know much about his ministry.
No, I also want you to note that if they make, Pastor Mbolo was saying there is an inter-message pastor in South Africa by the name of Roscoe. They call him Elohim Roscoe. It's an inter-message. Pastor Mbolo has met him. He was sharing with us. And he said that he has done everything to stop it. He said, but they refuse. That all the followers, when he's preaching, he stands, you see, I've watched his videos. He said, Elohim, Roscoe, Elohim, Elohim. It's a God's title. The self-existing one. You are saying that is him there. Roscoe, Elohim, Roscoe. I say it's a lie. If you want to stop it, he will have stopped it. They are his followers. So, William Branham made statements that the devil has hijacked and created what is going on. So sometimes we say, but why did he make such statements? So when I'm speaking that, maybe that's how you say, I say, no, it's William Branham. Because he said this here, he said this here, he said this. So which one are we to hold?
My question, sir.
Yes.
I am made to understand that to every age, there are messages that are meant for each age. That in this age that we are, according to our teacher, in our local assembly. Sorry, I didn't say my name. My name is Brother Jesu Kunle Temitope, an associate pastor from Guarimpa Church, Abuja, Bright Light Assembly. That's the message meant for each age. That at this age, someone cannot just wake up and say, I want to build an ark to save people because an ark have saved people in the time past. So, in our local assembly there, my overseer priest a message, and he took a text from the book of Colossians 2, verse 8. So when he preached that message, he brought some preaching of men of God, just as our beloved Pastor Smart did yesterday. And he was trying to categorize those teaching based on that scripture. Please, I didn't know if we can see that scripture. Colossians 2, verse 8.
Let no man deceive you.
Yes, sir.
Is that the scripture?
Yes, yes. So we talk about
through vain philosophy.
Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy, vain deceit, after the tradition of men and the rudiment of the world, and not after Christ.
Yes.
So he was now playing those messages for us that we should categorize it based on this thing. That we can say philosophy, vain deceit, rudiment, and other one.
Yes.
So now, after the message, the thing called some member was saying, but what happened to this message? It's a good message. But it made us to see where those messages fall. So since that time, the reason why I'm asking this question is that since that time, I've been trying to follow many end-time message church that believe in Bright Assembly, and I've been listening to their pattern of teaching and preaching. I discovered that most of all these, their teaching and the way they do things almost fall into those rudiments and other things, all those categories. Now, I also observed that in most of the entire message that also believe in your message, sir, they are mostly concentrated on the anointing parts of it. Aside that, they believe water baptism, women should not wear trousers, women should not put on attachment and makeup and other things. But I want to ask, is that not other deeper area that the ministers, the believer of end time message, can go in apart from patterning their style? After those denominations, because when you listen to some of them.
God bless you, sir, because of time. I'm just informed now that our food is ready. Listen, sir. If anybody is a follower of my ministry, you have too many things to know and to say. Too many. If any pastor, therefore, does nothing more than anointing and anointing and anointing, he has his reason for doing it. Not because he's following me. So, but I also want you to note that when you want to catch a fish, sometimes there has to be a fishing bait. People are beclouded with problems. So you want to use the gift to attract them to come. But after they have come, please give them the word. So don't downplay anything about the gift. It says, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. But don't also neglect the word. For that is what will keep the flock. So when a church is starting, it's good to be involved in a lot of evangelical activity programs. When you have a gift, use that gift to attract people to come. Use that gift, set up a day. If you have a healing gift, set up a day in the week for only healing. And when they come for healing, don't use that period and be teaching serpent seed. Make sure they receive healing first. When they receive healing, then tell them the next service is on Sunday. The next service is on so-so day. They will come. Then they will hear the word. So this is how it is done. Don't neglect that anointing. Allow the Spirit to move, but make sure it's not the one that will embarrass the church. So while the gift is going on, the anointing is going on, there must be another program behind, in-house, that begin to teach the people how to use the gift while you present them as you invite people to come in the neighborhood. But always know that you must teach. And I just found out that in our archives, messages that I have preached, 600 and something messages. They're all the 600 messages, 2 hours, 3 hours each. Part one, part two, part three. So if you are a follower of my ministry, you have the food stored. You will eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. You have no reason to say you don't have what to preach. Too many things. Too many things. So feel free and then be asking questions on Monday, a program we have, and such program. So, for now, we're going to take our break. God bless you, sir. You know, I finish.
Remain one, sir.
What?
On enemy of revival.
Yes.
About the finance of the ministry.
Yes.
Because by the privilege of God in our local assembly, my overseer placed on me that anything that has to do with finance must pass through my table before it can be approved. So, but the problem, because I have this fear in me that anything I do with that money or anything that passed through me as touching the finance, I must account for it.
Normally.
But I have one problem, because in a growing church where we are still trying to put things in order, we have not paid for the land, we are still undergoing construction and other things, and members we come with the problem that we attend to. But in some area, they will come again that this morning they want to borrow to solve some issue, which it, at time it be on a bigger part that they will request for higher this thing that we will have to attend to it. But I discovered that that same person, when he has not even attended to the first one, come back with another genuine problem again. That
listen very well. Amen. That itself is an enemy of revival. There are people that come to church And the reason they make your church their church is so that you will take care of them. Now, the problem is you are just starting, so you want members. So you see the price that goes with it. Because you want members. And if you don't give them, they will leave the church.
Yes, sir.
And so you don't want them to leave. So you are here, and the money is not there. You see? No. You must have a financial plan. You must. You can't be having project in the church and somebody is telling you, come and borrow me money. Throughout the period that we were constructing the Bride Assembly Church for 7 years, if you came to the church and say you want the church to give you any money, I will ask you, are you aware we are building? You say, yes. We should stop the building and use the money and give you. Case closed. Pastor Thomas used to be in charge of money. That is his language. That's why they are telling him, in the church, you're coming for money in the church. Because you already know our problems. So what you actually mean is stop this project and give me. And remember that every kobo you have there is contributed by members. And if they contribute money for members, and members expect you to make the place comfortable for them, and they are not seeing it, they will stop bringing money. They are always happy to see that the money they are bringing, see the project that is going on. So, it's no sin if you explain, sorry, the church is not able to. Simple. You can find some other means. There's no apology over it. No apology over it. Except if you have personal, then you give the person. But from the church, you don't. Church, can we stand up? God bless you for your patience. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory.
Give you all honor, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all. Oh Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all.
Father, we bless your name for all that we have learned. And we pray, Lord, that you will cause us to abide according to your word that has been dished unto us. And let your name be blessed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we go to dine physically, may you bless the food that will be eaten and strengthen us as we come back again in the name of Jesus. Thank you. God bless us in the name of Jesus. Can we just please sit down? God, we bless you as you do so, so that we can be guided orderly. Dinner is ready. And immediately after dinner, you can quickly retire to your hostel to rest. The next session will be kicking off by 11:30 p.m. So please, you can just go. If they want to put too much food, tell them to put small. If the Eba or Semo is big, tell them to cut it into two so that you will not oversleep. We are coming back according to the general to pray so that you will be light in the spirit. You will not come and get too heavy. If possible, you can even say you don't want to eat so that you'll be very light. God bless us in the name of Jesus. We are coming back to pray. Serious prayers. That's what we are coming to do tonight. And the Lord will release fire on us in the name of Jesus. Amen. And please, if you also want to bless your oil. For those of us that already have oil and we are asking when is it going to be blessed, those oils will be blessed in the next session and any other item you have. And God will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, beloved brethren. Thank you, great ministers of God. Hallelujah.